On Christmas Day, do you know where your Solicitor General is?
Christmas Day bomber, where are you at on Christmas Day?
Senator Graham, that is an undecided legal issue, which, I suppose I should ask exactly what you mean by that. I'm assuming that the question you mean is whether a person who was apprehended in the United States is...
No, I just asked you where you're at on Christmas.
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
Great answer.
Sure, but did she order the Mushu pork? A confirmation hearing for the history books. Gentle banter, few fireworks, and apparent smooth sailing for Elena Kagan. Some wacky advice and consent from the U.S. Senate. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Comedy and confirmation on this Wednesday, June 30th, as we welcome KFAI in Minneapolis-St. Paul this morning. Twin Cities. Hey, hello, guys.
Yeah, good morning. Lots of interesting stories. I was just in Minneapolis recently, so welcome to all the listeners there. Let's get a check of the morning's news. Hurricane Alex is on a collision course with part of the Gulf coastline. Robbie Berg is from the National Hurricane Center.
On this track, we do expect that Alex will approach the northeastern Mexican coast or the far southern Texas coast over the next 24 hours.
The storm is not expected to affect work at the gushing oil well, but it is complicating the cleanup. High winds and 12-foot waves have forced dozens of skiffs and shrimping boats to safe harbor. Normally, the fleet would be skimming oil and ferrying supplies. And with the oil still leaking, help is coming. 12 countries and international organizations say they will offer assistance with the cleanup of the spill. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says he hopes to be able to wrap up with Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan today. That leaves Thursday for outside witnesses.
Joining us now with more is Annette Gordon-Reed, a law professor at New York Law School. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Would you say that based on yesterday's questioning, it was interesting on many levels, that this confirmation hearing really, though, is shaping up to be largely symbolic?
Yes, I would say so. She is pairing questions very, very well, and it's mainly an attempt for senators to get to put their views on the record.
Well, we'll have a discussion of what is on the record at this point and what it means for case law going forward. Annette Gordon-Reed, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
General David Petraeus is expected to be confirmed today by the full Senate. The Senate Armed Services Committee approved him to take over the war effort in Afghanistan yesterday. Meanwhile, human rights groups Amnesty International is calling on Petraeus to improve the military's effort to minimize civilian casualties. Amnesty says it's alarmed by suggestions that Petraeus might loosen limits imposed by his predecessor, General Stanley McChrystal.
In Mexico, a strong 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the southern state of Oaxaca this morning. There's no word yet on injuries or damage. And Benigno Aquino III has taken his oath as president of the Philippines. He has promised to deliver the country from poverty and corruption. He's the third Aquino to run the Philippines. Asian markets are down. That's after an index forecasting China's economic activity was revised lower. European indices are up, though. So are futures on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 268 points yesterday and begins trading this morning at 9,870. The S&P opens at 1041 and the NASDAQ opens at 2135, but futures suggest that maybe the sell-off will stop this morning. Not sure what to make for dessert this 4th of July. Later in the program, White House pastry chef Bill Yassis joins us with his suggestions, as well as some behind-the-scenes glimpses of the pressure of cooking for the president.
But we are going to get that review of the first day of questioning for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan before the Senate Judiciary Committee. I think it's fair to say that it was interesting, but not necessarily tough.
Certainly tough tone from some of the senators, but where it goes legally, I think, is really unclear. And that's why I'm anxious to talk to Professor Gordon in just a moment.
Yeah.